This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that sits high and looks low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We are so grateful and thankful to be, hallelujah, on top of the ground, on top of us. We are so grateful to be found in our right mind. Hallelujah, God have allowed us to see a brand new day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you, helping ourselves, we need that mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, right now, as we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit, just come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, God, direct, and ordain our footsteps here today. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint us as a clay, use us for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
And Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you today in the name that's above every other name. And that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, we'd like you to open up to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and we're looking at verse 31 through 34.
Amen, amen. Reading to your hearing, Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 31, and it reads, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." I've read to your hearing Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 34. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the scriptures with us today. Amen. We are so grateful and thankful because God has allowed us another opportunity through the use of the internet. Amen. Bring forth the word today. We thank God because his word is already established. His word is already settled. It's settled in heaven as well as he wants to be settled down there on earth. We just thank him because, hallelujah, he woke us up this morning and he set us on our way. Regardless of everything that is happening around us here today, we just thank God that we're still here in the land of the living. Sure, we may be contained and quarantined to our house, amen, and there are some other procedures according to the laws, amen, that were set. We have to obey God's law as well as man's law in accordance, use your own discrepancy to go about and do what you feel is best for you. But be safe is the main thing. Hallelujah, because we serve a God that sits high and look, Lord God, that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. This is next few minutes I want to talk about putting first thing first, putting God first in your priority. God is merciful. He's gracious. We serve, again, an awesome God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in hallelujah, that is here in the land of living, whatever or whoever preoccupied your mind determines how you spend your time and dominate your decision is your God. I'm going to say that again. Whatever or whoever preoccupied your mind determines how you spend your time and dominate your decision is your God. You see, it is imperative that the true God be your God. Putting God first, putting first things first, putting God first in your priority. Be careful, brothers and sisters in Christ, which God you give control to. The God you choose will either devour or develop your life. If you choose the God who reveals himself in the Bible, in God's word, you will reap an abundant life. It will overflow with godly joy, peace, and fulfillment. God wants to liberate us from the meaningless pursuit of false gods. He wants to give us a purpose larger than ourselves. We will only find this by giving Jesus Christ top priority in our lives. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening to this teaching later, everything we have comes from God. He created the heavens and the earth. He made us and breathed life into our lungs. He gave every one of us time, treasure, and talent to use while living on this earth. And he will bless whatsoever we dedicate to him. God has a wonderful benefit package prepared for all those who will put him first in their lives. It is designed to cover all of your daily needs and to keep you free from anxiety. See, the word of God says in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful, anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, tonight we are talking about putting first thing first, putting God first in your priorities. Brothers and sisters of Christ, it is easy to drift away from God's agenda to our own. Yes, it is easy to pursue selfish desires while ignoring God desire for our lives. Yes, this is bear to be repeated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date, it is easy to drift away from God's agenda to our own. Yes, it is easy to pursue selfish desires while ignoring God desire for our lives. So putting first thing first is to acknowledge the fact that we need God. We can't do nothing without him. We need him early in the morning, at noonday, during the midnight hour. See, See, the word of God says in the book of Matthew, again, chapter 6, and our emphasis is going to be on verse 33. It says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. God requires your first in everything. Christian brothers and sisters, God requires your first in everything. In everything that he has blessed you with, in everything that he has allowed you to get, he deserved first. You see, he want to be God of all, or God not at all. So we got to make a decision on drawing nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Put him first, and your life will give him an opportunity to bless you. Putting him first and first order of the day, acknowledging him in prayer, coming to him, humbling yourself on bending knees and bowed down heads, seeking instruction for this day. God is good and worthy to be praised. Don't acknowledge him at the end of the day. Acknowledge him at the beginning of the day. Seek him. Go in your prayer closet. Pray to him. Ask him what is his will for your life for that day. You see, it shouldn't be that we should have the mindset of having it the Burger King way, our way. No, we should want to, as a child of God, have God's way as being priority in our lives. In the book of Isaiah, it talks about his thoughts is not our thoughts. His ways is not our ways. His thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. We are, as born-again believers, we are not of our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. So, we should acknowledge the fact of the one that is able and willing to bless us. So we serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's not made of hay, that's not made of, hallelujah, metal, wood, or stubble. No, the God that we serve is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is awesome, y'all. Sure, it seems that every foundation and desire all around us is being shaken, from the White House all the way to our house, even in the church house. But if we just stand still, we'll see the salvation of the Lord take place in our lives. We have to obey what God says. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, clause of the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of the rams. So put in first thing first. Blessings come through obedience. Obedience of what God's word says. Obedience of what God asks you to do. You see, it's personal tonight. If you, as a believer of Christ, want to experience God's blessing, you will have to put him first as priority. It is a time for you to evaluate. You see, evaluation is a good thing. Sometimes we, as followers of Christ, we need to be reminded that if we want to be successful in our Christian life, in our Christian journey as a Christian, in believing Christ, is to focus on what is necessary. It is not about materialistic things, but for us, it is to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, In other words, putting God first in our priorities is the key to a successful life. Putting God first, putting first things first, putting God first in our priorities should be something that every believer of Christ should consider. You see, many people, even today, in 2020, put other things first besides the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Many times, we'll put job or profession first. Some of us will put the accumulation of wealth first. Many people spend their time and energy gaining and getting. Oftentimes, they lose their sense of the God that have allowed them the opportunity to get what they have. The more we seek earthly things, the less of the time of God you can see. Sometimes we take our eyes off of Jesus and we put our eyes on things of this world. What the Word of God tells us, have instructed us to think on good things, think on things above and not beneath, because this world will pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word shall stand forever. Sometimes people put pleasure in entertainment first and foremost in their lives. Pleasure should not be our chief aim of life as God's people. And nothing should come before the God that we serve. We say we serve God. Sometimes we say we serve God with our lips, but our actions say something different. Putting first things first, putting God first in our priority is a decision that we must make on a daily basis. It is a decision that we, as a child of God, as a believer of Christ, should desire to do. Because you see, it was God that saved you. It was God that allowed his son, his only son, to bridge the gap between God and man. Jesus came down from heaven in the fashion of a man, born of a virgin, took upon himself the sins of the world, became an ultimate sacrifice for all men, all mankind. Jesus, he is the Savior of the world. He is the one that is the way, the truth, and the life in our lives, as well as others that are willing to accept him in their lives. Sure, we're at a place in turmoil, in a place of difficulties, in a place of, it may seem like a hopeless situation, but I'll stop by to let you know tonight that if we put first thing first, and we put God, the true God, the God that is able to bring a change in the situation that we're in. If we put him first in our priority, it's just a matter of time before our change comes. It's just a matter of time before God extends grace, mercy, and love and turn this thing completely around in our favor. So the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 28, but we know that all things work together for good, for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, we was never promised a bed of roses, but we were promised one thing. God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. We are not forsaken, people of God. We are not forsaken. God knows that God, this what we're experiencing right now, haven't caught him off guard by surprise. God will show himself mighty in our behalf. But we must stay in faith and just stay in faith. Rebuke fear. Bible says that in Hebrew 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrew 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking him in spirit and in truth. We are seeking him while he may be found. We are seeking him because we need him. We need him in all areas of our lives. So put first things first in your life. As a child of God, seek God first in your priority. Again, we have to remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You see, some people, even today, put their family first. Some people put everything else first before God. Listen, family is important, but they are not more important than God. You see, God is the one that calls you to breathe. God is the one that calls you to be alive. God is the one that has loaded us down with benefits on a daily basis. God is the one that has a hand on our lives. So we have to understand, as much as we love our family, as much as we love one another, the love for Christ in our hearts as born-again believers has to be priority in our lives. Putting God first in your life as a believer of Christ, it means that you conform your life to God's principle. See, in the book of Romans 12, verse 2, it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, the word says in Romans 12 and 1, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. And then in verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, believers of Christ, how close are you to the Lord's will? how close you are to God's will for it to impact how closely your life will be. Will you allow him for his will to be done in your life? We are at a place and a time where we can reflect individually for ourselves to make sure that we're in the faith, to make sure that we are not just talking about, but being about the will of God for our lives. Is our life being conformed to the ways of God and not the ways of the world? Only you know, and God knows. It's a choice that we have to make on a personal basis. Putting first things first, putting God first in your priorities. Putting God first in your life means to serve in his kingdom. You see, God saved us. He allowed us to be grafted in to the family of God. He allowed us to come on in. Even though we were born in sin, gave our life to Christ. He accepted us in the beloved. What a blessing to know that God didn't reject us as people did at one time. Putting God first in your life, you have hope. When others all around you is filled with fear and hopelessness. Word of God says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God haven't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Sure, we see consequences that have taken place. We see where we may have put the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We might have taken him for granted. But God is a God of love, and he's also a God of wrath. So what we have to do during this hour is stand in the gap, intercede and cry out to God to have mercy on our soul. Have mercy on us individually as well as collectively. To let us come back to the foot of the cross and repent of our sins. Not to cover it up, but to be real with God. And the Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. So put it first thing first. Putting God first is your priority.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
tells me so, me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Tonight we are talking about putting first things first, putting God first in your priority. Again, putting God first in your life means to serve in his kingdom. Therefore, think no thoughts, saying, what shall we, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in tonight, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, the Word of God says, not in we are ambassador for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's behalf, be ye reconciled to God. As an ambassador, you're supposed to serve your king. As a born again believer, our king is King Jesus. But brothers and sisters in Christ, unfortunately, God has many ambassadors who poorly represent him to this lost and dying world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if the lost is to hear the gospel message and be saved, we as ambassadors for Christ must be actively serving our King Jesus, and seeing that the gospel message is being preached at home and around the world. Putting God first in our priorities means putting his church first. You see, the local church is the only organization that Christ left down here on earth to do his work. If we are to serve Christ, it needs to be through a local church, because we are the church, our presence. In the book of Hebrews 10:25, the word of God says, "For us not forsake the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching." Putting first thing first, putting God first in our lives should be our priorities. Because we owe the church our prayer. You see, the church is not a building. The church building is an assembly. But the church itself is the individuals. Those that have proclaimed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their lives. Those that God has allowed to be grafted in into the family of God. You see, we owe the church our prayer. I remember when Jesus asked the disciples, he said, "Who do men say that I am?" Well, Peter replied, and he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus told him, he said, "Flesh and blood haven't revealed this to you, but only by the Spirit of God." I paraphrase it a little. But upon that revelation that have been given to you, upon that foundation I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In the book of James 5:16, it says, "For us to confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much." See, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, we owe the church the power through Christ. Because praying in unity for great things to happen. Prayer is essential. Prayer is vital. It's not an afterthought in the believers of Christ's life. It is something that we are commanded to do. Word of God says in Luke 18:1, the big clause of the verse, it says, "Men ought to always pray and don't faint or lose heart. Pray in the morning, pray at noon, pray in the midnight hour, but pray." We owe the church prayer by praying to the God that we know that can sit high and look low. Where it says, "Where two or three are gathered together this day, he's there in the midst." So we need to follow instructions that are given in the Word of God. Don't wait until Sunday morning or midweek service, but to pray on a daily basis. Putting God first in our lives means that we will have our needs met. You see, God rewards those who seek him first and his kingdom. In the book of Philippians 4:19, it says, "But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." putting first thing first, putting God first in your life as priority. God is faithful, and He always keeps His promises. If we put God first in our lives, then we can watch Him bless us in all areas of our lives. Here in the book of Luke, verses 57 through 62, it says, "And it came to pass, as they waited in the waiting, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead. But go now and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home, at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Put in first thing first, putting God first in your priorities. Here we see in the scriptures that I just quoted or read, we see that Jesus is making the journey towards Jerusalem. And as he walks alone, people are coming up to join him, even as he teaches more about discipleship. Jesus reminds them, as well as us here in the year of 2020, that in Luke 9, verse 23, if any man desire to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Here, again in the scriptures that I shared in Luke 9, verse 57 through 62, are three people Jesus challenged them on things pertaining to discipleship. And he heard their responses. Brothers and sisters of Christ, Jesus will always challenge our comfort zone, because radical discipleship involves costly sacrifices on our part. Here again is a man that encountered him. He was all passionate and on fire for the Lord. In responding to it, Jesus called to discipleship, saying, Yeah, Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. But Jesus knows, and he knew this man's heart. And in this instant, Jesus knew that this man's comfort zone needed to be challenged. Even us, as born-again believers, as followers of Jesus, our comfort zone needs to be challenged. Because as a disciple of Christ, it involves costly sacrifices. What are the areas in your life where Jesus might be challenging us to step out of our comfort zone, for us to put first thing first, putting God first in our priorities. What are the things you held, you are holding on to, or pursuing that gives you a sense of security? Perhaps for some people, again, it might be a career, it might be homes, or our lifestyle, or our bank account, our retirement funds. It also can be our positions, and so forth, so forth. Perhaps for some people, it may be the safety of our country, breathing clean air and water, having good public transport system and infrastructures, having the comfort of the language and the custom and the culture that we live in, even the food that we are used to. Believers of Christ, there will be areas in our lives that God will call on us to, on us as his children to sacrifice, and it will be costly. Putting God first in our priorities, sometimes like this man, and even us that are followers of Christ, will not be prepared for the possibility of hardship, suffering, rejection, and persecution that Jesus warned about that we might follow him. Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Sometimes following Jesus requires for you as a believer of his to step out of your comfort zone and step away from your earthly position and security. Jesus will also challenge us in our commitment to him. Because again, radical discipleship involves absolute surrender. Let us look at the second man that Jesus encountered in the scriptures that was read. This time Jesus issued the call to him. He said, follow me. And the man replied, and the man's reply is, let me go bury my father first. Now on the surface, it may seem like a legitimate reason to delay from following Christ, because taking care of your family was one of the most important duties for a Jew at that time. But yet Jesus' reply is shocking. He says this, that if you are going to follow him, then the claims of his kingdom comes before anything or anyone else. It may seem as if it's a hard fact, but it's true. As a believer of Christ, as a follower of his, Christ comes first. The demands of the kingdom of God is very urgent. and his call cannot wait. Jesus challenged the man's commitment as well as our commitment to him today. Because again, being his disciples will involve absolute surrender on our part in all areas of our lives. Sure, we all have commitments. We have family commitment, work commitment, study commitment, financial commitment, church and ministry commitment. You see, a commitment obligates you to do something. Total commitment means that Jesus Christ is Lord in every area of your life. He must be Lord on Monday through Saturday night, as well as Sunday morning. Putting first thing first, putting God first in your life should be your priority. Because again, Jesus is challenging our commitment, because being his disciple involved absolute surrender on our part. The last man in the scripture that we read about wants to follow Jesus. But first, he wants to say goodbye to his family. So again, this man appeared to have a legitimate reason to say goodbye to his family. But Jesus challenged his condition, because being his disciple involves lifetime, lifelong allegiance. Once we come to Christ, there's no turning back. Once we put our hand to the gospel plow, and then we look back, we're not fit for the kingdom. So this decision that we make on our part is very vital and essential for us to know that we must put God first. We must put Jesus first, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. We must remember to be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your teaching tonight. We thank you for your word, because your word will not return to you void. We thank you that you honor your word above your name, that you go to and fro looking for someone that will stand in the gap, that will intercede, pray for this nation that we are living in. Prayer is needed at this hour. Prayer is very important. Reflecting on where we are in the Lord, in the things of God, is very important at this hour. As we go to the Lord in prayer, we thank God tonight for everything that he has said and done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for honoring our requests, for answering our prayers according to your will and your time. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for building a hedge of protection around us. Thank you, Father God, in these times of uncertainty and difficulties, that we can humble ourselves in your eyesight on bending knees and bowed down heads, looking onto the hills from which coming our help cometh from you. I'm reminded of David in the book of Psalms, where he said, I once was young, but now I'm old. Never seen the righteous forsaken or seen begging bread. We thank God for intervening. We thank God for turning this situation completely around in our behalf. Thank you, Father God, for a quick turnaround. Thank you, Father God, for giving doctors and nurses and researchers in the medical field wisdom on finding a cure for this pandemic. Finding a cure that, Father God, that people can be cured of this disease in the name of Jesus. Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for extending grace, mercy, and love. Thank you, Father God, for giving us all of our sins, for setting us free, from taking us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Lord, we claim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. In the name of Jesus, guide our footsteps this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank you for joining us this hour of this day. We thank God for your attendance. We pray that you will be in attendance with us again on Friday evening, the Lord willing, at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Share the numbers, share the broadcast, share the tidbits that you got that you're going to apply to your life from this message. If you have need to reach Apostle Tebow or myself, you may write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We look forward to being with you again, the Lord willing, on Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Our broadcast times, like I said, are every Tuesday and every Friday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Take care of yourself. Obey the law of the land. Social distancing. Be aware of what's going on in this world. God loves you. We love you. And have a great evening. God bless.